This is All Things ANSYS, a podcast from the technical support staff at PADT. Episode 6, what we learned and liked about the Arizona ANSYS Users Group Conference, and an interview with our application engineer in beautiful Southern California. Welcome, everybody, to episode 6 of All Things ANSYS. This is our first podcast that we're doing using Skype instead of the Adobe recording suite. So the audio quality may be a little bit different, but what it allows us to do is our engineers like Manoj, who's joining us today from our other offices, or people who are traveling to join us in these discussions. So we're happy to have our growing listenership with us today to talk about some new things. And a little bit of an update on the whole, you know, podcasting process. Like I said, we're using Skype for the first time, so we're excited about that. We're getting between 100 and 200 unique downloads on Podbean. So we're hoping that Apple and Google are five times that. So they're going to climb up and we're going to beat, what was it, Serial was the all-time high. We'll have to do a murder mystery, though. So, I don't think we'll make it. There aren't that many ANSYS users in the world. One of the things that's going on here at PADT is October is a crazy month for us event-wise, and we'll talk about that when I go through upcoming events, and we already had three yesterday. So a little busy, so this will be maybe a little bit shorter than normal. A lot of people are running around doing things, so we'll get right to it. I want to start off by introducing our panel, and we'll just go around the table. But since we'll start a new process here. Since we have a remote person, we'll start with the closest remote person, which is Manoj. So, Manoj, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do for PADT.
Yes. Hey, everyone. This is Manoj. I am a lead application engineer for PADT in our Southern California headquarters, just south of LAX. I help support, pre-sales, services, everything PADT here in Southern California across all the different physics that we offer.
Great. And we're actually going to – our second topic for today is to talk to Manoj a little bit more about his experience moving to L.A. and supporting customers out there and how that's different. So, Tom?
This is Tom Chadwick. I'm a senior CFD support engineer in the support group. I also support the remote solve functionality as well as some of the licensing issues.
This is Joe Woodward. I'm a senior mechanical engineer in the support group. I've been here for 16 years this week. So I do all kinds of stuff.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm Achim Fayad. I work with PADT 4 years. I do IT system support as well as support remote visualization and ANSYS EKM customers. So I do engineering IT support across PADT.
Great. And my name's Eric Miller. I'm one of the owners here at PADT. And I try to get Skype to work. I guess that's my current job description with recording. So I do a lot of different things around town here. So our first topic is actually yesterday, speaking of a lot of events, is we gathered with the ANSYS Direct team at SkySong here in Scottsdale, which is a really nice facility that does a lot of things, including a great place to have meetings, to do what's basically a user group meeting. I think we call it the ANSYS Innovation Conference or something like that. I don't even know if ANSYS was in there. I think it was just the Phoenix Innovation Conference. Anyway, it was an ANSYS user group. And what was great about it, well, a lot of things were great about it. We thought it was such a good event that we'd actually talk about it a little bit. The format was nice in that what we actually did is about two-thirds of the presentations were customers talking about what the heck they're doing with ANSYS and sharing, you know, what they've learned and the advantages they've found. And they're allowed to talk about disadvantages, but we didn't get a lot of people complaining or asking for more stuff. And it was a great chance for about 40 customers or so that were able to make it to just kind of talk and share and especially cross physics. So I just wanted to, both Tom and Joe were there. I'll start off, but what we really want to know is, you know, what you thought was really cool. And for me, the best part of the whole conference was the customer presentation from the keynote speaker. who was the basically the head of simulation at ASM. If you don't know ASM, they're a European-owned company that makes machines that make silicon wafers, chips, the machines that make the chips. So they compete with Applied Materials, which is the better known person in that space. Very high tech, crazy physics, you know, vacuums, weird plasma fields and stuff like that. And we'll be honest, they didn't use a lot of simulation. It was really hard to get them to look at it. And it was great to have him come up and talk about how it changed everything on how they do their product development and to give some great examples of how beneficial it's been for them. And now they've signed a global agreement with Ansys. So they've got lots of licenses and they're training up more engineers. So I don't know if either of you guys worked in that initial benchmarking we did with them probably 5 years ago, but
I don't think so. Yeah. I think I worked on something for them 16 years ago.
16 years
ago. It was like one of my very first things
jobs. Yeah, we did do any consulting for them here and there over the years, but it was really great to see. It was kind of you know, one of those companies that was really resistant to simulation, and then they made some personnel changes and opened up the doors to it, and it's been great. So, Tom, what do you think was kind of your highlight of the conference?
To me, two of the things that were the most interesting were the fact that MTD was one of the other presenters, and they're not a company I would typically think of as a heavy analytical company mm-hmm. because they design lawn equipment, mm-hmm. handheld lawn equipment, and you wouldn't think that the margin was really there for a company like that to invest heavily in analytical processes.
Yeah.
But they gave several examples about how that has really turned around their design process. They've gone from 12 months to design a new project to a new product to 2 months. And in addition to their use of the heavy Ansys tools, they're starting to invest in using AIM mm-hmm. in their preliminary design efforts. And they said that's taking off like wildfire. All of their mechanical designers love using it to be able to play those what-if games.
Yeah, in fact, the way she described it was kind of like almost like a sales pitch that we've given customers is they're too busy. They've got, as the simulations become shown to be effective, they get more and more requests from other divisions, and they're swamped. And so when a design engineer came and asked, they said, well, why don't you try AIM? And it worked, and they use it, and they find value in it. I can't wait till they play with Discovery.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
I really liked it. I thought it was interesting that so many people came up from Tucson.
Yeah, we may have had more people from Tucson than Phoenix.
Yeah. And so I thought that was really, really good. I definitely liked the MTD presentations. And overall, it was just really good.
What did you guys think about it? That was the first time I think we showed Insight to customers, or Ansight into customers. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Ansight, it's a company that Ansys acquired about a month ago. They're kind of the premier CFD post-processor out there, visualization tool. But it also works with mechanical and other physics as well. So we're pretty happy to see it there. And Clint showed it. Fairly well received. Yeah.
I think it has the potential to be a really powerful tool, especially in the CFD world. Mm-hmm. I've seen it used a number of years ago, saw it demoed, and it's a very useful tool, but because it wasn't integrated with the Ansys products, not very many people would use it. But now that it is integrated, it's going to be integrated into Workbench, I think you'll see the usage of it really take off.
I liked how you can just drag results sets that you want to look at onto different parts of the model, mm-hmm. and you have different ones on different sections.
That was my takeaway, was how interactive it was.
Yeah,
you know, to make that image that you want to, you know, understand what's going on may be, you know, a pressure plot, but it's also, you know, the pressure over time at a keynote. And and he showed a car hitting a guardrail. I guess I'm assuming that was an LS-DYNA simulation.
Yeah.
That was just really slick to be able to get in there and look at, like, the strain over time.
On specific components that you, without having to show the whole thing, just
and literally dragging and dropping an object, a result object, onto the surface and getting those results.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was impressed, especially the cheap ass laptop that we gave him.
Yeah, really well.
Yeah.
So
that was special. The ability to me was to be able to drag 2D line plots onto the same
yes.
graphical image mm-hmm. as the 3D contours, and to show both of them updating at the same time.
Yeah, have all
without
of it animated.
Without having to do a whole lot of manipulation of custom tools and post-processing outside of ANSYS Workbench. That's extremely difficult to do.
Making plots like that, or animations like that, is how I learned how to use Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
Because that was the only way to do it, is to make three different animations and then combine them together. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. We also showed Discovery. I think the reaction of the audience, I know you guys may have been paying more, I was in the back of the room, so I didn't quite see their faces, but it seemed like they were the same as we were when we first saw it.
Yeah.
Is this real? What are they really showing me here? So, but
I have to say that most of the questions I got after the end of the whole day, I had at least three people come up to me
mm-hmm.
and ask me, okay, how real is this tool?
Right.
Yeah.
When is it coming out? And so we told several people, just go onto the ANSYS website, download it, play with it yourself, see what you think of the capability. And a lot of people were asking about what kinds of hardware is required, and so we said that the key advantage of it is that it doesn't require a really high-end graphics
right.
card to get some good use out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people
NVIDIA-based.
Yeah, it just has to be an NVIDIA-based graphics card.
Yeah,
yeah, in fact, if this should pique your interest in it, and we go to our blog, you know, padtinc.com/blog, and search for Discovery. We have a pretty good article on there that answers a lot of these questions that people have been asking, as well as links where you can get it to try it out. The other thing that we didn't mention yesterday that we should have mentioned is, if you don't have the right graphics card, that's okay. ANSYS has got an agreement with a cloud provider. You can go run it on the cloud through your web browser. It's not
yeah.
a fantastic experience, but it works well enough for you to figure out how this thing works.
Yeah.
And so that's what a lot of companies
see, if you want to invest in
it. You really want to go ahead and get, you don't want to get a card and go, oh. But I think you'll still want to get a card after you play with it. So
that was funny. Tyler kept having to say, this is not an animation.
That's right.
This is real.
This is real.
Here, let me play this.
It's not an animation. Which is kind of funny because Clinton was showing how great the animation was, and then Tyler came on and showed real time. So, you know, before we move on, I think the other big thing for me was, you know, ANSYS acquired a lot of companies, and the direct team in Arizona mostly sells the ANSOFT product line. You know, they were with ANSOFT before the acquisition, and PADT pretty much covered Arizona pretty heavily. We didn't have a lot of direct accounts here. And so a lot of the people that came are still kind of part of that ANSOFT world. They're electrical engineers who do high-frequency electromagnetics. And one of them stood up during the question period and said, or before he gave his presentation, right? He gave his presentation on antenna design using HFSS, which I actually learned a little bit. I still don't understand antennas, but I learned a little bit. That he was surprised. He thought he was going to walk into a room full of a bunch of HFSS users.
Right.
Because that's been his experience for 15 years, right? And he said, you know, ANSYS actually has done this multiple physics thing. They actually have not just these tools that do this, but here I am in a room with a bunch of users that use each of these tools. There's CFD and thermal and stress and high frequency and low frequency people in the same room. And that really shows that it's truly multi-physics. So I thought that was kind of like, yeah, it's working. So I hope everybody learned a little bit else. Anything else want to add before we move on?
One thing about the uh-huh. cards.
Yes.
We ran the live on our training laptops.
Yes.
Which have the NVIDIA M1000.
Okay.
The whole laptop cost under $1,500.
Okay.
So it's not, you're not going to have to go to a K40 or
right.
or one of those $3,000 cards.
Mm-hmm.
So entry level NVIDIA will rock it. So.
And we are, we always get on the topic of Discovery because it's so cool. One of the things we're looking at, so we have a product development group, it's design engineers, right? This is perfect for them. They've been using AIM and mechanical, but this is even better for them to do design exploration, just like it's designed. So we're going to be looking at upgrading them, and so we'll share what we find card-wise. What's that? that cheap engineer happy point where I got performance, but I'm not, you know, buying a $5,000 graphics card. Yeah, so we'll share that. Okay, well, cool. Next on the agenda is our sponsor break. So we'll be right back after we hear from some part of PADT that wants you to send us money.
Hi there. Eric Miller here to talk in a little more detail about a topic we bring up a lot in these podcasts: customizing ANSYS products to automate processes or add functionality. A significant portion of PADT's consulting work in the simulation world is working with customers to write custom software that sits on top of or even inside various ANSYS products. These programs can connect a legacy solver, import proprietary boundary conditions, or implement a new material model or custom fluid behavior. But most of the time, we work to write vertical applications that automate and standardize a specific customer simulation process. From chip packaging to family of parts simulation to turbine wheel geometry optimization, we can work with your team to provide productivity improvements that can make things up to 10 times faster than the current process. To learn more, contact us at info@padtinc.com or call 480-813-4884 and ask about ANSYS customization and automation. A little bit of programming can create an order of magnitude change in productivity.
Okay, so I want to go through events. This is usually a short part of the podcast. It may be the longest because when I counted at the beginning of October, we had 14 events. We've been through a couple, so it's down, but we added a couple as well. The next one is actually today. It's going right now in Colorado. It's a manufacturing, the SAMPE Advanced Materials and Process Engineering Expo out at Colorado School of Mines. So hopefully some of you made it out there that are listening. Tomorrow is Manufacturing Day. It's a national thing. I don't know if any of you knew that, but this is the country celebrates manufacturing. We knew when Coffee Day came, but there wasn't a lot of publicity for Manufacturing Day. So every state we work in has got an event. We're actually participating in the one here in Arizona and the one in Colorado. Ray Chu is going to talk about additive manufacturing at the Arizona one, and I think that it's more generic advanced manufacturing that we're going to be talking about at the Colorado event. So if you are in either of the states, go to our website and see where those are and definitely show up. Then we celebrate, next week is Bio Week in Arizona, so the AZ Bio Awards are on Wednesday the 11th. And then in town we have the Biomechanical Engineering Symposium, I think is what it's called. Annual meeting is here actually in Phoenix from the 14th through the 17th. So you're welcome. Hopefully, if any of you are coming into town for that, let us know. We'd love to talk to you. We have a booth there at that. And I was going to be speaking about simulation in medical device design, but I think that whole session got canceled. They ran out of space or something. So I don't know about that. Manoj is traveling off to Tennessee to talk about metal 3D printing in modern transportation. Not Manoj. I said Manoj. not Manoj. Sorry, Manoj. Dhruv is going off to do that. And then the next event is Tuesday the 17th, AMCON in Salt Lake City. That's their big manufacturing get-together. We'll be there. I'll be in the booth. I'll be talking about ANSYS. We'll be talking about 3D printing. We'll be doing a lot of stuff there. We have a webinar on the 18th, which is a Wednesday. This is a really good one. It's mechanical meshing enhancements in ANSYS 18 and beyond. Are you doing that one, Joe, or who's doing that?
No.
Or is that someone else doing that one? Not quite sure who's giving that one. But these are really good, kind of short, very focused, deep dives into meshing enhancements that we have at 18. Then for those of you here in Arizona, we've got Arizona Technology. Our monthly VIP Tech Mixer is on the 19th, which is Thursday. So we hope to see you there. Those are usually well attended. Like the last one, we had about 60 people show up. And I met a lot of customers there. Then we're down to Tucson on the 25th for the Southern Arizona Tech and Business Expo. So those of you who are customers in Tucson, we hope you come out for that. That's a great event. Kind of all the people in tech show up for, both suppliers and customers. And there's a lot of good talks and speaking about things. Then our big open house is Thursday, October 26th. any of you that are around in Phoenix on that day, we really recommend you come out. It's, I think, from 5 to 7, maybe it's 6 to 8. We have all sorts of stations. We'll be having a fun thing with Discovery. We've got some new 3D printing stuff we'll talk about. We're demoing Insight, other things like that.
Is that Nerdtoberfest?
Nerdtoberfest is what we call it. I forgot. That's right. We call it Nerdtoberfest. And it's a big event. About over 100 people usually show up for that. So come on out. That's shockingly all we have for the month of October.
And a whole lot of training.
And a whole lot of training. You've got a lot of training coming up as well.
Three classes in the last 2 weeks, and we've got 6 or 7 over the next month.
So we're very, very happy to spend your training budget if you're looking at it and realize that you haven't spent it and it's now the last quarter of the year. That's generally our busiest time for training. Yeah. Do contact us. We love to do training. It's one of our favorite things to do. And based upon our customer feedback, we do a good job of it. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to grill Manoj now. So... I expected to hear surf in the background. You're not on the beach today, Manoj?
No comment.
The noise canceling.
Are you in our office in Torrance, which has been broken into twice, right?
That's right.
That's right. Across from the refinery. So
across from the wonderful air of the refinery.
Yes, exactly. If you don't know, and you should because we spammed everybody we knew about this, about 2 years ago, it was a year and a half or 2 years ago, we opened up an office in Southern California. So we're now selling ANSYS to small and medium-sized businesses in Southern California, the entire product suite, just everything we do here. And Manoj and Patrick were our pioneers that packed up their Conestoga wagon and headed across the prairies to Southern California to rough it out there. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit with Manoj. What to you is the biggest difference? You were here in the Phoenix office and then you were in the Denver office. What's the biggest difference about being an application engineer in Southern California?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily call it a difference. It's just the sheer number of companies here in Southern California. It's absolutely mind-blowing. You know, I mean, Arizona is obviously one of PADT's, or it is the PADT's biggest state in terms of number of customers, number of companies that know us by name. But it's just a fraction of the type of companies we see out here in Southern California, you know. I mean, California as a whole is pretty big, right, when you count the Bay Area and all the tech companies up there. But even just L.A. and Orange County and San Diego, it's ridiculously mind-blowing how many companies there are. And what's fascinating is it's not like it's in a big hub, right? I mean, in Phoenix, everything's in Phoenix or Tempe or Tucson, something like that. Here, companies exist all the way from the Pacific all the way out to the desert, you know, 2 hours east of L.A.
Yeah, and I recognize that because when I come out and visit and you take me to customers, we drive a lot. That was another question I wanted to ask you is how much of your time do you spend, your work day do you spend in a car?
Well, I mean, that depends. It could be anything as little as, you know, a couple hours to it could be all day. I mean, you know, one of the challenges that we found out our first year here in California was navigating that in terms of arranging meetings the most efficient way possible, right? Mm-hmm. Realizing that we can't have a meeting in LA at 2 p.m. and make it to Orange County for 4 o'clock. It's just impossible. Even though it's only 30 miles away, judgment says it should take you 30 minutes. No. Here it takes, you know, 3 hours to go that distance during traffic times. So, you know, sometimes we spend maybe 6 hours a day driving and then 2 hours in meetings. And it's very, very much skewed and very challenging to cover the proper areas in the most efficient way possible.
Sounds like it's time to invest in a PADT helicopter.
Yeah, I think, well, we're counting on the underground tubes that Elon Musk plans on building, right? So speaking of which, how's the new, we went ahead and got a company car out there. It's is it a Hyundai Elantra?
Sonata.
And it's a hybrid. How's it working out?
It's great. I mean, it's extremely useful. If nothing else, when Pat or I need to travel by ourselves or drive ourselves, we can just hop in the HOV lane since it's a plug-in hybrid. And it saves a lot of time and effort, definitely, on that. Although, I'm still waiting for the self-driving car.
Yeah, then you can work the whole time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that's the reason.
That's the whole reason. Yeah, that's the whole reason. Not napping. Is there? I know it's really spread out physically, but do you see it like a cluster? Is it mostly, are the customers you're working with mostly mechanical? Are they fluids? Are they interested in high frequency? Or is it kind of across the board?
You know, honestly, here in California, it's across the board. You know, one of the interesting things that we came across here is automotive, right? I mean, you don't necessarily think of Southern California as automotive. I mean, we know that, you know, Tesla is out here in California, but really the OEMs and the partners, more especially the tier one suppliers and all those guys down the supply chain, we didn't realize how many of them exist here in Southern California. But really, you have semiconductor, you have communications, you have automotive, you have medical devices, you have aerospace and defense, obviously. I mean, it is kind of across the board, not to mention startups, right? I mean, LA is a huge, huge bubble of startups here in any type of area that you can think of.
Yeah. Go ahead. You got a question?
What kind of penetration does simulation or CAE in general have in the startup world? I mean, I'm sure that with lean startups, people are trying to go faster from idea to production or idea to prototype. So CAE and 3D printing probably plays an important role there. What do you see from your experience there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I mean, simulation, I think, particularly nowadays, it's definitely more prevalent out there in the startup world. Now, typically, not all the time, but startups tend to be younger people that are starting these startups, at least the engineers involved. And what happens is a lot of these guys have started getting more and more experience with simulation from their college times, you know. So they'll take, whether it's SolidWorks simulation or even ANSYS, they'll use in college and then try to leverage that. Now, as far as simulation goes, for startups, that tends to be, well, the first thing a startup will go out and buy is CAD, right? They need CAD of some sort if they're going to make something. And that tends to be SolidWorks or Creo or CATIA or NX or something like that. Well, forget it. Not CATIA. SolidWorks.
Yeah. Thank you. I would never, as an angel investor, I would never let a company that invested in CATIA through my screening process.
Yeah, that's a strike against you. Three strikes, you're gone.
Flag.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, traditionally simulation is still being utilized. We see more and more startups utilizing simulation, but the CAD-based simulation, right? They just get SolidWorks and they get it essentially for free almost, along with their CAD tools, and they can use some of it because they experienced it in college. And so what we're trying to say is, hey, you know, not only does ANSYS have a great startup program for those guys, but if you really want to take simulation to the next level and help you with your product development process, you need the high-end simulation that ANSYS offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. And that's where we've had most of our startups is, I think, SoCal is the, about half of our startups in our territory have come out and part of the ANSYS startup program. So
if you could get in there early, that you could push space claim as opposed to,
well,
the other CAD,
yeah,
packages, but usually
they
like
always,
you said,
start up.
They always go for CAD first.
But they love space claim. They get in there. Oh my God. So the last question I want to ask you, or actually the second to last question, is what's the coolest customer visit you've been on that you can share with us?
Oh, that's a good, huh? Got to think about that one. Well, one of my favorite ones, and probably one of Pat's favorite ones, he was salivating at this, was a company called Hatch Outdoors. They're a prospect, and they make fishing reels. And what was fascinating to me about it, this visit, was that this was just a spur of the moment. Let's go check out their manufacturing facility. And Pat's a big fisherman, so he's obviously excited like a little kid to go check this out. and hopefully steal some reels from them.
I think he wanted free product, yeah.
But what was fascinating was he was talking to us, the engineer was, the product development head was talking to us about how the design has changed from the beginning, you know, how it's progressed, lighter, stronger, more efficient, and manufacturing processes and things like that. And all of a sudden we started brainstorming about ideas where Ansys can help, you know, topology optimization, for example, things that we didn't even think of, like impact, right? Well, not just drop testing, but actually the impact force due to some fish jumping on a line, right? That's force that occurs. And we started brainstorming more and more. And all of a sudden it turned into something related to what Tom said earlier, products that really we don't think of as complex as a jet engine or a car or automotive application can really take advantage of simulation, right? And this guy was very interested because he thought it was going to really help their design process. And so we're continuing to talk to him and hopefully going to help him out with that stuff.
Yeah, the problem with them is that they're always off fishing, right?
Well, you know, they work like half the time. Yeah, testing. It's product testing.
That's why you never got into that surfboard company.
I was going to say, surfboard companies are always testing their product on the beach.
Well, cool. I mean, the last question I wanted to ask is kind of open-ended. Is there anything you want to share with the listeners about, you know, your experience from moving to SoCal?
Well, if you're thinking about moving to SoCal, just be aware of traffic. That's always going to be the case. No, but for us, from PADT standpoint, I mean, we're still excited. I mean, you know, we've been here 2 years, and I think, we have over 15 to 20 customers now, which is great for the fact that in 2 years we accomplished that. But the other thing to remember for us is, you know, we are PADT, we have Phoenix in our name, but we are very much excited about Southern California, all the opportunities it has to offer, and hopefully we'll be able to help our customers here, companies here that have never even thought about simulation, leverage simulation, and then spend the rest of the time on the beach, you know, in Huntington Beach surfing. That sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
It sounds like our goal, yes. We all want to be like the Australian Channel partner. That's basically the way they describe their life. So, great. Well, thank you, Manoj. That was really exciting, and I'm going out there in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to see what you guys always take me to the coolest places when I go. We go visit customers. I always learn so much. All right, so last thing to really talk about is Ansys News. The Ansys stock is sitting there at about 124, 125. That's kind of a slow climb since it dipped after its peak in September, middle of September. So we'll see how that goes until they announce their numbers. Who knows? I don't understand the stock market. But, you know, Ansys is doing well. It's strong. What was really surprising is I went to the Ansys news feed to see what was new in the world of Ansys according to Ansys, and there was nothing. Reported on the last stories 2 weeks ago. So no news is good news, I guess. They haven't bought anybody. They haven't released any new products or anything like that, so that's good.
They're just letting the news about Discovery Live.
I think they're maybe letting it filter out there. Yeah,
hang out there.
Yeah. I wanted to report a news item that's Ansys related. One of our customers, it's a part of our startup program, part of the Ansys startup program, is called Worldview down in Tucson. Google them. I think it's one of the coolest ideas I've seen in a long time. They make what they call stratolites instead of satellites. So it's basically a high altitude balloon that goes up in the stratosphere, and it's a platform that you can hang anything from. Maybe it's communication, maybe it's cameras, maybe it's other weather sensors or crop sensors. One of their ideas is that it's a cafe that you can take like five or six people up, see the curvature of the Earth, and then have a few drinks and then paraglide back down. That's one of the applications. So they spin out of a company that we've worked with for a very long time called down in Tucson, Paragon, which makes environmental suits and pressure vessels and things for both space and deep water, and so they spun this out of that, and they've been a long time user and customer, and seeing how so that they knew how to use Ansys, they knew they'd drive their design with Ansys. So the news is, to get a long story short, they had their first major launch out of their facility in Tucson last week. So they made their major milestone. of putting the Stratolite up into the stratosphere and recovering it safely. And they drove that whole design process with ANSYS. So we were really happy to see that. We know they've been working really, really hard, and a lot of late nights testing balloons and things. And so we're really excited to see that. So Google them. I think it's really cool. Especially check out that stratospheric bar that they want to do. I'm going to sign up for that. That's space tourism I can actually afford. they got a little sidetracked though on actually doing real value added things like communication and Wi-Fi and broadband and sensors and things. So I don't know how far they're going to go with the bar. Some blog posts of note. There's a really good on the ANSYS blog. There's a really good article about how Richard Childress Racing is solving using ANSYS and solving in the cloud. So there's a really good example of somebody doing CFD in the cloud. I don't know NASCAR. I guess they're one of the bigger NASCAR teams out there. There's also a really good article on the ANSYS blog about a high school in the Seattle area that is doing a design, build, and simulation curriculum. So kind of training the high school kids on how to create things, basically. And ANSYS is part of that curriculum. So it's kind of cool that these high school kids are using AIM and Discovery now to kind of understand the behavior of their parts. And also there's a good article in there about a new ACT extension that, and this is a niche application, but it shows what you can do with ACT. So it's on the CFD side, and it's basically allows you to optimize the inlet ducts to steam turbines. I'm a jet turbine guy. I don't quite understand why this is a big deal, but in the article they talk about what a huge deal this is. It's a very lengthy and painful process, I guess. And so they wrote an ACT extension to make it really easy to do. So it's a great example of kind of a vertical app that you can create for whatever you make as well. While I was over there looking at that, I noticed there were 112 apps in the App Store now. There's a lot in there. And maybe I'm prepping you guys now. Maybe in the next podcast I'm going to make you pick your favorite app and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot in there that we kind of gloss over.
Hopefully by then I'll have a couple in there as well.
I know. We never have time to get them out there. Yeah. It's just like it's sitting on the shelf.
So I'll put a plug in for us. We can create apps if you have a process or an idea that you want to fulfill. Let us know and we can... quote on helping out.
That's a really good point because I get asked all the time, why don't you guys have some more stuff in the App Store? It's because all of our guys like Joe and Matt and Alex that can write apps, we're getting paid to write apps for customers. Okay. So we're booked through the end. I think everybody's booked through the end of the year on process improvement automation projects.
Yeah.
So it's a really important part of what we do here. It's a growing part of our consulting business. So yeah, we highly recommend you take advantage of that if you want to help writing a vertical app. That's a really good point. So I don't have anything else to share. I think hopefully this sounds like Skype worked really well. We'll see when I listen to the recording. So we'll do our normal thing. I don't know if you know this, Manoj. We go around the table, we say goodbye, and you have to share a word of wisdom, words of wisdom, a joke, or a piece of advice. And you already said if you go to Southern California, you'll be ready for traffic, so you can't use that again. So we'll actually have you go last. So go ahead, Tom. Say goodbye. And what's your word of wisdom?
Well, first of all, I've been enjoying doing this for the last three times, and it's always interesting to hear new things and to discuss design topics and ways that ANSYS can be used. That's really
good.
All I've got.
Mine is something I learned on Food Network.
Okay.
Random thing, if you add salt to your coffee, it helps cut down the bitterness.
I did not know
so
that.
So you use about half the sugar if you add a little salt. There you go.
Next time I have Starbucks coffee, I'm going to do that. That stuff's bitter.
Burnt water.
Yeah, like exactly.
Again, IT guy.
Yeah.
One of my close friends got hit with ransomware.
Ooh.
And he lost his central Active Directory completely for about 40 users.
Oy.
So check the source of the email, check your links, make sure you have a good antivirus, please, because data loss, and these ransomware crooks, most of them don't have the unencryption down. So you pay them, and they'd be like, see ya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What are you going to do about it? Take it to the Better Business Bureau? Yeah. And backup, right? Yeah. Last time you were here, you mentioned that. Yeah. Backing up is really
safe and backup.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Manoj, what's your parting shot here?
Well, so like Tom said, I'm excited to do these more. It's my first one, so I'm excited to do some more other ones and share my advice and feedback. And then my parting shot is, you know, even if you're dark skinned like me, you have to wear sunblock if you're working reclining on the beach. I don't know if that's advice or a joke, but I'll let you decide which one's which.
I think that it's advice. I think it's really good advice.
I'm interested in knowing what happened to you. How did you find out?
Does Ahmed have to clean sand out of your laptop? Is that going to be an issue at some point?
that's why I tell Ahmed that someone stole my laptop, you know?
Okay.
Dropped it in the sand, right?
A wave came and washed it out.
I do, we'll go on a little bit of a tangent here. One of the consultants, he's been an ANSYS user for 35, 40 years, Keith Durenz, who some of you may know, because he may have, if you're a longtime ANSYS user, you may have gotten tech support from him before he was a consultant. He's an avid surfer, still even at the age of 60, and his dream is to embed a laptop into his surfboard. And all he needs is a browser so he can check his job status while he's out there. Because a lot of times the waves are good, but he wants to see if his run is done or not, and he's got to go back home. So
epoxy iPad or something into the...
That's a smartwatch application.
Nowadays it's really a smartwatch application.
Just got to have it fully waterproof, though.
Exactly right. All right, well, my name is Eric Miller. My parting shot is... you know, it's a busy month, it's a busy time, there's a lot of negative stuff going on in the world, and just take some time to enjoy what you have going right for you, and don't let things get to you too much. It's been a tough week for a lot of people, including myself, so I always try to focus on, like yesterday, just having a blast listening to customers talk about how they use ANSYS. That was just a breath of fresh air. So thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this sixth episode of the All Things ANSYS podcast. We're excited about getting Skype to work so that we can have interviews with people outside of PADT and with our employees around the country. This should really help us bring in new topics and get new things to talk about. As a reminder, this podcast is not affiliated in any way with ANSYS Inc., and the opinions expressed are those of the people on the show only. For more information, visit www.padtinc.com/blog, and please share your thoughts and questions through an email to podcast@padtinc.com. See you next time.